Every spring, I like to go out for amphibian watching. And I went out on March 21st and 2 nights ago. So 2 nights ago, I saw, oh, dozens of yellow-spotted salamanders. Not very many egg masses. I only saw about one, but there were lots of sperm packets on the bottom. And the temperature's warm enough tonight, so I suspect that we'll see their typical dance that they do with their mating dance. I heard a couple of wood frogs and one lonely spring peeper. Now, on March 21st, I went out behind the airport and I saw a few wood frogs. I heard one or two tentative ones and no spring peepers. I did see a number of yellow-spotted salamanders, but what really surprised me was a blue-spotted salamander.
Wow.
So has anybody here seen blue-spotted salamanders this close to Halifax? No?
Yeah, the lady from the museum brought one on Saturday over to show us, but she said they're mostly all northern
Well, yeah,
Australia.
that's what John Gillen, who is
Is that the Jefferson salamander?
yeah, sort of.
They're further north, of course, right?
Yeah, there's some that way. They're further on the North Shore in Cumberland County and Pictou, and there's some records close to at Elmsdale, but this is the closest record to Halifax that I've ever been able to find. I look in John Gillen's book, and I looked on an iNaturalist, and it is the closest record that I'm aware of. So I'm curious if anybody has close records. Oh, by the way, John Gillen, who wrote The Amphibians and Reptiles in Nova Scotia, passed away this past week. Anyway, that's it for me. Maybe I can go on over.
Yes, I grew up in the coldest capital in the world. Ottawa's coldest capital city in the whole world. And so in the wintertime, the American goldfinches are not around. And when I moved here and put out my bird feeder, I had all these wonderful American goldfinches, but they're all females, they're all adult colored. And I mentioned it to Peter Zan, who was "No, don't you know that the males are the same color as the females in the wintertime?" And I said, "No, I've never seen them in the wintertime." Well, I want to tell you right now that at my bird feeder, those American goldfinch males are taking on their bright yellow plumage. So spring is around the corner for sure.
Hi, everyone. I'm Judy Keating. I live in Glen Haven, and I wanted to say that on April 8th, when we had that crazy snowstorm, I had a male wood duck fly into the yard. I guess the storm must have blown him in, and he stayed in the cove and in my yard 3 days in a row. So I was really excited. So there were binoculars looking out the window every day. Never seen a wood duck in Frostfish Cove or in my yard since I've lived there. Okay. And oh, and the other thing I wanted to say is Ben and I took part in the Salamander Meander that's put on by the museum. It was their 50th anniversary. That was just on Saturday, April 12th. And so we went out to Hemlock Ravine with the heart-shaped pond there. And there was a really great turnout. We saw eight yellow-spotted salamanders, and she did come with a yellow-spotted and a blue-spotted. And that's where I was saying that to Ron that I saw the blue-spotted. I've never seen one in the wild. But anyway, yeah, so it was quite a lovely evening with all ages that were there, and it was their 50th salamander meander. So I would suggest if anybody has the opportunity in years to come to go, I would go because it was a really great time. Anyway, that's all for me.
with you. Thank you.
I'd like to mention that I heard spring peepers. I'm in the ether here somewhere. Carol Morrison.
Go right ahead, Carol.
So I live in Oakfield near the airport, and I heard spring peepers last Saturday. And I've also had two owls, barred owls, calling at each other. So I guess life is working out, is waking up out there.
Max, you had something?
Yeah.
Come on down.
Yesterday, I saw my first robin this year, and it had the earthworm on its beak.
Everybody hear that?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Oh, come on, Ben. No. I'm going to read two observations. Grace Beasley. I'll get that right or I'll be in trouble. She had them ready for last March and previous March, and we don't do that in March. So she sent them to me again today because she didn't trust that I had kept them, but I had, but that's okay. The first one was Friday, March the 7th. Grace was out walking with a friend and saw some pussy willows by the railway cut bridge on the Tower Road. One of the striking points was that it was more than a bush, it was closer to a tree. And that impressed her. And good sign of spring on the way. Along the same way, I don't know if it was exactly the same time, but she also saw a male cardinal. Was he singing? No? Okay. Because they have been well over our way anyway for 3 weeks or more anyway. Just getting a jump on spring, I guess. The second observation is Saturday, March the 15th. Grace and Richard saw their first spring flower show, which was a large patch of snowdrops that had pushed up through last year's leaves and were protected somewhat by the shelter of a veranda on Wellington Street. So those are her two. I have two myself, one that really didn't come up until Ron mentioned this. Clarence and I were doing a turtle walk out on, the common name is Martha Lake, the Mount Uniac Lake. And there was a blue spotted salamander on the rail between the railroad tracks. However, this is 5 or 6, 7 years ago, something like that. And he was dead anyway. So I don't know that. I don't know if that counts or not. But it's only fair I let you know. The only other observation that I have goes along with Max's, but yesterday and today I've been walking my grandson's dog, and I use there's a soccer field with a paved path around it up off Mount Abello, and there was at 7:30 thereabouts this morning, there must have been 60, 70 robins out in the middle of that soccer field, and I went out and after, and there were enough dew worm holes you'd swear somebody had gone through an aerated place. So they were feeding well. They did well. That's it for Nature Notes.